This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where there is great confusion on Capitol Hill. The Congressional Budget Office just estimated that infrastructure bill that Republicans and Democrats both said was going to pay for itself won't. Well, duh. It's actually going to add at least $250 billion to our national debt over the next 10 years. At least that's what the CBO says. It could be worse than that. And meanwhile, will it drive inflation, which is scaring a lot of people? And meanwhile, our economy seems to be chugging along, new jobs, new job opportunities, good numbers. So what is supposed to happen? What should Republicans do in particular? Because they hold the decision here about whether this infrastructure bill goes through, whether raising the debt limit goes through, what happens with federal spending. To talk about all that, I want to welcome to the show Philip Wallach, who is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where he specializes in our government separation of powers with a focus on regulatory policy issues and the relationship between Congress and the administrative state. Dr. Wallach, thanks very much for being able to join us.
Glad to be here with you.
I wanted to speak to you, first of all, about a comment you made. I think most people are aware that President Trump is very, very much against this infrastructure bill. And he's threatened to primary any Republicans who vote for it. So far, there have been 17 Republican U.S. senators giving 67 votes, giving actually even a veto-proof majority in the Senate, giving 67 votes in behalf of the bill. You asked the question, raised the question, you're not sure what it is that Trump hates about the bill, given the fact that he was fighting for a fairly similar but more expensive bill while he was president. What's the story here?
Well, I think there's a strong sense that President Trump is against this administration, which he views as usurpers, and that he's going to do everything he can to stop it in its tracks from really achieving much of anything. And so it's not really news that the president is going to dislike what the Biden administration likes. It's almost sort of axiomatic at this point. And so I think a lot of the senators who come from closely contested states, they think, well, you know, voters where we come from, they want to see us get things done, and they'd prefer that their Republican senators have a say in how this money gets spent instead of just letting Democrats figure it all out on their own. And they figure, well, President Trump is going to make some noise about this, but at the end of the day, our voters are going to look to the policy.
And in terms of the policy, what do you think about the idea? There was a piece in the Wall Street Journal today about how much this infrastructure bill, let alone the additional reconciliation spending that the Democrats are talking about, getting up to $3.5 trillion, would be deeply inflationary. Is that a problem?
That's certainly something I'm concerned about, but I think there's almost a sense that this spending is happening right now. Washington's whole orientation towards spending, I think, has changed over the last 5 years, and deficit hawks can shout as loud as they want today, but they don't seem to get heard. And so in that environment, I think a lot of senators just feel like, well, the money's going out the door. It's our job to say how it's going to get spent instead of just letting our political adversaries do that work. I think, you know, until we see interest rates start to rise, I just don't know that deficit worrying is going to get much traction in Washington anymore.
And that means even to the tune of $3.5 trillion more?
Right. I think you have to treat these two bills as pretty separate, as much as the Democratic leadership would like to put them together and say that they're one big package that's going to go through together or not at all. I don't think that that's likely to be true, and I think, you know, the centrist Democrats who need to be brought on board for that big reconciliation package, you know, there's nothing saying that Joe Manchin has to vote for $3.5 trillion of spending, and I think there's a lot of indications that he really doesn't want to. So I treat them separately, and we'll see what Democrats can actually put together on that bill that they're going to try to move without any Republican votes. But I think the infrastructure bill is a different story.
Well, one of the reasons I was interested in speaking with you is that I know that you've been talking about regulatory policy issues, the administrative state, and there are a couple of details to this new infrastructure bill that I believe I have. Or have right, which is from the infrastructure bill would force future automobiles to have a built-in breathalyzer to determine whether somebody was driving while inebriated. It would have a built-in monitor to determine if you have left a child in the back seat in a hot car or something of that nature. Isn't that just inflationary in terms of the price of cars? Does it make sense that every single American, even those who don't drink, should be obliged to buy a car with a breathalyzer?
Gosh, that sure seems pretty crazy to me, given how much technology like that can malfunction. Just one more thing that can make it hard to live your life. So I'm not sure if that's exactly what the bill requires, but if it is, that certainly doesn't seem like a good thing.
Well, see, that's the other problem. These bills are so gigantic, very few people, including some of the senators themselves, really know what's in them. If you were to say, help the country, hurt the country, or no real impact on the country, would passage of the infrastructure bill, which obviously has divided members of the Republican Party, would passage of the infrastructure bill help the country or hurt the country?
Well, listen, I think there's likely to be a lot of useful spending in there. When you're going to spend that much money, there's going to be some things that I wouldn't like so much to be in there, too. But I have to say that I think it's encouraging to see some people toward the ideological center in the Senate decide to get together and drive the agenda rather than allowing just the Democratic leadership to dictate exactly what's going to come out of that place. I think there's a lot of policy areas where probably 60% of Americans or 70% of Americans would like to see some things get done that Congress has really not been willing to take a stand on, because they know one party's base or the other party's base is going to be angry about some things. And I think these senators who got together and worked out this infrastructure deal said, hey, listen, we can make things happen. We don't have to wait for the leadership to pat us on the head. You know, we're U.S. senators. We don't have to act like we're just here to vote the way the leader tells us.
Well, that is certainly something they are demonstrating, and it may even be that Mitch McConnell ends up voting for this bill. President Trump says, don't do it, Republicans. Patriots will never forget. If this deal happens, lots of primaries will be coming your way. Patriots will never forget. Not so sure, and not so sure how many patriots are even aware of what is going on with the infrastructure bill. Glad that we can get more awareness with the help of Philip Wallach, who's a senior fellow at the conservative American Enterprise Institute, Pro Free Market. And he is the author of the book, To the Edge, Legality, Legitimacy, and Responses to the 2008 Financial Crisis. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outrageous.
Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity has ever accomplished. And join us October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVet History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
My Michael Medved Show. I actually am pleased to give you some good news. I mean, part of the good news is that I got back with my family, and it was a whole extended family. We went over this past late summer weekend with my wife and myself. It was my wife's birthday, and we went with my brother, who was visiting from Los Angeles, my brother Harry, and his younger daughter, Aviva, who's 16, and with our daughter, Shayna, and her 13-month-old son, and her husband, Mark, and then our daughter, Sarah, who's visiting from New York. We all went down together to the Olympic Peninsula. And it was wonderful. There was just enough rain to make it actually cool and pleasant. And we got back in time and had a spectacular and memorable weekend, for which, by the way, my brother did a lot of the hard work in setting this up, and good for him. In any event, the other good news is when I got back, I got this news from the people at the Medved History Store. Who aren't me. The Medved History Store is not in my closet. It is a separate operation that I'm very pleased to provide the material for, but they just made a decision because they got so much response on this Medhead Plus membership that the introductory offer is going to be extended. And when will it end? We are told not sure. Now, here's the deal. When you become a Medhead member at a cost of 22 cents a day, you get to stream all the history shows in the History Store. It's 80 different shows. If you stream all of them and you actually listen to them, I guarantee you, you will have a very good education and a solid background in American history. And if you're taking a long road trip, like we just took to the Olympic Peninsula from where we live, that's 3-hour drive, close to, and you can actually get a couple of those shows in there. And because there's no commercials on them, obviously, when you're streaming them, and the downloading of daily shows, that's also commercial-free when you become a Medhead Plus member. This is a spectacular deal that can save you hundreds of dollars on getting some material you'll really enjoy. So check it out. Go to our website, to michaelmedved.com, or go to the Medved History Store and avail yourself of this special introductory offer, just $79 for an entire year, every day, every title in the History Store. You can keep busy with this for sure if you have some spare time to have a deeper knowledge of America's history. MedvedHistoryStore.com or MichaelMedved.com. Either way, it'll explain everything. Okay, one of the things that I think is worth explaining is that we are now in a situation with this Delta variant that is grim. I mean, really grim, and where the idea that this is simply a problem for elderly people or infirm people or people with underlying disabilities or underlying problems, this is no longer the case. The physician in chief at Children's Hospital in New Orleans, whose name is Dr. Mark Klein, was on Good Morning America. And this is clip 8, and he had this.
We've seen the prevalence rate of COVID positivity among children at our hospital rise from 1% to 7% and now to about 20% over the course of the last 30 days. And we are hospitalizing record numbers of children. Half of the children in our hospital today are under 2 years of age, and most of the others are between 5 and 10 years of age, so they're too young to be vaccinated just yet.
Okay. This is a very serious matter. Now, most of those children, according to the medical experts, and I do believe them on this, will recover. But You know what it's like if you have a very small child who is sick? My goodness, that's how terrible that is. And Bill Cassidy, the senator from Louisiana, who's also a physician, had this to say on CNN, conservative Republican physician. Here's what he had to say about the situation in his home state.
But I want to start by discussing the pandemic, which is really ravaging the country and especially your state of Louisiana. It's in dire crisis, a record number of hospitalizations. ICUs are running out of beds. You are also a physician. So when you see this, what goes through your mind?
Well, we can stop it. We have it within our power to stop it. Each person that is vaccinated now protects not only herself or himself, but those around him, because no longer is she as likely to pass the infection to others. If we don't want this, we have it within our control. All we need to do is to get vaccinated.
Okay, do you think that Dr. Cassidy is part of some big conspiracy, is lying to you? And if so, what's his motivation? What's the motivation of any of these people? And this brings me to somebody who I think has gotten exactly the right approach to this 90 million Americans, and yet that many adults who are eligible for vaccines but haven't taken advantage of it yet and haven't protected themselves and haven't protected their communities. This is actually deserves one of our, it seems to me, fanfares for the common man. Well, it sounds like the Reverend George L. Davis, who's a bishop at Impact Church in Jacksonville, Florida, is an uncommon man, really. He's a, sounds like a deeply dedicated religious leader. And he says that getting vaccinated against coronavirus for him was an act of faith. He says he believes in divine creation and that the shot is a miracle. A sign of God guiding scientists in their attempts to curb a devastating virus. Yet for his non-denominational congregation, which is largely African-American, Bishop Davis is black, the providence of a life-saving tool was not as obvious. The hesitancy, says the Washington Post, was clear from the beginning. When cases surged, some of Davis's congregation, which numbers more than 6,000 parishioners, had a different idea of the pandemic's effects. One spat back false information to the pastor. Others did not trust the government and health officials. Davis said he tried to bridge the gap, enacting safety measures from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, encouraging vaccinations when doses were made available, and discussing the virus on social media. Still, he said, some did not listen. And here's what he said to WJXT in Florida. We will get to that in just a moment. And lessons from Florida that have nothing to do with politics and everything to do with decency. We'll be right back on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a terrible bill, and look, this is yet another inflation bomb dropped on an already carpet-bombed economy.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee speaking there on Fox News as the Senate is continuing to inch closer to final passage of that $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Some privacy advocates not happy with parts of the bill, as now automakers would be required to install breathalyzers or other anti-drunk driving technology in all new vehicles within the next decade under the terms of the 2,700-page bill. Pfizer is looking to get full FDA authorization of its COVID vaccine. Johns Hopkins University reporting on Sunday there were 24,234 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 111 people died from coronavirus. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bit about Bishop George L. Davis, who is a leader of Impact Church in Jacksonville. It's a non-denominational church, some 6,000 members who attend services regularly and have been led by their pastor, many of them, into getting vaccinations because he believes in it. He believes that just the way that God created the disease, God helped human beings create this prevention to the disease. It's not a cure to it, but it can prevent it very reliably. And he calls it a miracle. A miracle that human beings helped create along with the Creator and the Master of the Universe. He unfortunately has lost 6 of his church's members who died of COVID-19 within 10 days. 4 of them were healthy, of the people who died, and they were younger than 35. All were unvaccinated. Here was what Bishop Davis had to say to WJXT in Florida. Listen.
A swarm of COVID-19 cases reported inside the Jacksonville Impact Church. Senior pastor George Davis says his phone hasn't stopped ringing.
In the last 10 days, we have had six members of our church who have passed away from COVID. Four of them were under the age of 35. All of them were healthy. And the only thing they had in common is that each of them were not vaccinated.
He says 15 to 20 members are in the hospital, another 10 or so at home with the virus, and 3 to 5 vaccinated members also tested positive.
Well, that's pain. These are actual people that I know, that I've pastored, that one 24-year-old kid, I've known him since he was a toddler.
Davis says it was late in July when they learned a member tested positive. He says from then, it's been a cascade of additional cases. Those who passed, he says, weren't in the hospital long before they went terminal.
Okay, this is a terrible news for the church, but they have good news that they have the leadership they do. He says, it's very frustrating knowing that these were avoidable deaths. You also don't want the loved ones who are left behind to feel horrible, and you don't want to seem like I'm putting guilt into them, but the reality is, I know that these people would still be here if they had gotten the shot. It was that devastation that emboldened Davis, writes the Washington Post, to organize a vaccination drive after each of Sunday's three services, an unusual move for a black pastor when the pandemic has divided people across spiritual, ideological, and racial lines. While Florida is among the states with the very highest infection rates during the new virus surge, Davis's attempts underscore widespread vaccine hesitancy and the ongoing debate between science and some religious leaders, one that has especially been exacerbated by the pandemic. In Davis's version, medicine and faith are two sides of the same coin. Since the pandemic began in the United States, Davis's sermons have urged protection and emphasized the coexistence of science and faith. For Davis, the need to care for one another led him to another role, a trusted advisor in a church where around 75% of the parishioners are black, a demographic that struggles with a legacy of distrust of medical institutions. Davis's approach is consistent with a March study by the nonprofit Public Religion Research Institute. It said that about 36% of black Protestants who are vaccine hesitant said faith-based approaches would make them more likely to get vaccinated. About 70% said they would turn to a religious leader for information about vaccination. Several people who told me out of their own mouth, I wasn't comfortable doing this, but because I'm here in my church, because I've heard my pastor talk about it, I'm more comfortable doing it, he said. And it isn't just the elderly folks. It was a lot of young people who were also being affected by it. Unvaccinated young people are increasingly among the most severe cases of the coronavirus's easier to spread Delta variant. Mary Mayhew, who was president of the Florida Hospital Association, said, "We are now seeing healthy 25-year-olds in the hospital in intensive care and on ventilators. The Delta variant has been ripping through a younger, unvaccinated population and putting them into the hospitals. According to data from Baptist Health, the number of children admitted in July more than quadrupled from June. Across Baptist Health's 5-hospital system, 579 COVID-19 patients, including 19 children, were reported Sunday. Among the 116 patients in intensive care, 5 were children. An unvaccinated 16-year-old with no underlying health problems died last Thursday at Baptist's Wolfson Children's Hospital in Jacksonville. The increase in hospitalizations is not unique in Jacksonville, with 13,793 patients, a 30% uptick since last week. Florida is the state with the most hospitalized people in the country. That according to data from the Post's coronavirus tracker. Look, this is a real problem. And in another part of Florida, there's a very different kind of story, and it's a sad story. And I don't want to make light of it, but a talk show host, 65, whose name is Dick Farrell, apparently very popular, but he had very, very much been opposed to getting the vaccine. And a Florida radio host who blasted Anthony Fauci and coronavirus vaccines has died from COVID-19. Apparently in his last days alive, he had changed his approach. Conservative host Dick Farrell texted pals in his last few days urging them to get the jab, having changed his mind. He had previously put up Facebook postings like, "Why take a vax?" promoted by people who lied to you all along about masks, where the virus came from, and the death toll. And then he had also posted July 1st, "Vaccine bogus bull, beep. Two peeps I know got vaxxed, now have corona, hospitalized, criticized. Thank you, Moderna, for nothing." Farrell had also lashed out against Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, calling him a, quote, "power-tripping, lying freak," while throwing his support behind, of course, former President Trump, which is very strange because Trump had always said he respected Fauci and he had kept him in the job and consulted him. It's not like they are two different points of view on these vaccines. They're both for them. However, having contracted the deadly virus, Farrell changed his mind and texted friends, urging them to get the vaccine. And they have a number of people who say that it's because of Farrell now that they got the shot. Look, there's another story like this, a big story about a city councilor in Texas who is also a member of the state Republican committee, who actually had been very, very active in urging people not to get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine, saying that people who were promoting vaccine administration were, quote, "an absolute enemy of a free people." And he also got the virus and died at the age of 45. It's a terrible thing. His name is H. Scott Apley. He basically was responding to this whole history of him basically saying that the pandemic is a fraud. Can we not have life and death discussions about basic issues of health and national well-being? We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Email that we will get right to, but just a little bit more on this very sad story of H. Scott Apley, who was a Republican Party official, longtime Republican activist in Galveston County, Texas. And basically on Friday of last week, Mr. Apley, who's 45, who's a city council member in Dickinson, Texas, republished a Facebook post implying that vaccines don't work at all. 2 days later, he was admitted to Galveston Hospital with pneumonia-like symptoms and tested positive for COVID-19, according to an online fundraising campaign. He was sedated and put on a ventilator. On Wednesday, that's of last week, he died of COVID-19. The illness caused by the coronavirus, members of his county's Republican Party announced on social media. A chairman of that party has put together a GoFundMe campaign for his family. Apley's wife and their son also tested positive for the virus. Neither has been hospitalized. When Apley first went into the emergency room, according to their GoFundMe page, in a little more than a day, the fundraising effort raised more than $28,000 for more than 300 donors. The man running the GoFundMe page and the Galveston County Republican Party didn't respond to inquiries from the Washington Post. But this is interesting to me, is that just literally days before he was admitted to the hospital, he was active on social media that He fully agreed that the vaccine was a fraud. It didn't work. It was a terrible thing. And when officials at a community vaccination center in Houston started offering goodies like NFL and Disney on Ice tickets to coax people into getting vaccinated, aptly posted a short, clear assessment on Facebook. Just disgusting. With exclamation point. And see, this goes to the very essence of where we are. Is I was mentioning about discussing items of life and death. The whole idea of discussing items of life and death is not to insult the other side. It's not to own the pro-vaccination people. It's not to own the anti-vaccination people. It's basically to try to persuade people of something that is a basic matter of public safety. And I have great sympathy for people who have hesitation about the vaccines, who want to check with their doctors, who aren't sure it's right for them. Great, fine. Investigate. Look at it. But for people who spread lies, for people who spread false information, and information is very easy to find out that it's false. And again, I got an email from someone in Seattle named John. I don't think I know him, but he said, Michael, it is an outright lie that vaccinated people are safer than the unvaccinated. Okay, how does anyone believe that? If you look at the fact that every single state in the country that has a vaccination level that is below the national average has a disease level, has a case level that is higher than the national average. And every single state, without exception, that has a higher vaccination level than the national average has a lower case level, a lower caseload. There is very clear evidence, and not just in the United States, around the world, that the vaccines work. John writes, Michael, it is outright lie that vaccinated people are safer than the unvaccinated. Any doctor that speaks this dribble is bought and paid for. It's a crime against humanity. It is such a red flag that they are pushing this lie. It just reinforces my feelings against getting a shot up with this experimental failing mass vaccine. America is doomed. My freedoms are doomed unless someone puts a stop to this madness. I am tired of you making light of this. You should be sticking up for human rights. Lies, lies, lies. The truth is being suppressed. Goodbye, America. Anybody who believes any of that, I just feel sorry for you. Because what you're dealing with here, and it's not just the vaccines, because people who believe that, who believe that this is a mass conspiracy to suppress the truth, my question would be, and call me if you have an answer to this, please, 1-800-955-1776. If the truth is being suppressed, who's suppressing it, and why? You think that, I'm sure, Dr. Fauci is part of this, Bill Gates is supposed to be part of this. What do they gain? What is the gain here? What is the, in any event, when you are talking about people, and literally hundreds of thousands of them, probably millions total, who are in the medical field, who are doctors and nurses who are working extraordinarily hard, sometimes risking their own health. You think they're in on this? Promoting lies, lies, lies? I mean, how sad this is. How depressing it is. You can disagree about wearing masks, sure. And sometimes I think it is important to recognize that masks are not a serious profound prevention. You shouldn't put on a mask and then, oh, I can do anything, because there's still a chance, of course, people with masks do sometimes contract the virus or spread the virus. But the idea that vaccines are more dangerous than this Delta variant of what was already a very dangerous virus, I mean, there's something wrong with our country right now. And it's something I hope to talk about next hour, but the idea that we're like the Soviet Union when the Soviet Union was falling apart, because basically what made the Soviet Union fall apart is nobody could trust anything. They had Chernobyl, they had some of the popular movements like Solidarity in Poland, and the government was known for just never telling the truth. Now, I'm sorry, we don't have that. We didn't have that under Trump. We didn't have that under Obama. We don't have that under Biden. What we have is certain demonstrations of incompetence and wrongheadedness, but that always happens in a democratic republic. The people who run our hospitals, for instance, you don't think they're telling the truth when they're talking about things being too crowded to admit new patients? Wouldn't they want to admit as many patients as they could if they were only motivated by monetary considerations, which seems to be the implication here, bought and paid for? I mean, what's fascinating to me is the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918-1919 was vastly worse than this. And you had about the same number of deaths in the United States, over 600,000. But it was at a time when America was less than one-third the population. So you're talking about a much worse pandemic that was just devastating to America and to our economy. And when you read the history, nobody had conspiracy theories about that. We had a president of the United States at the time who was trying to promote, literally, world government, and eventually was defeated on that politically, because the Americans wanted to maintain our national sovereignty and did not want to be part of world government, the League of Nations, which really was very different from the United Nations in terms of trying to be a government of the whole world. Okay, wouldn't that have been a ripe time for conspiracy theories? It wasn't part of it. Because people understood that the country was in desperate trouble, people had horrible pain, and with the limited medical ability they had at the time, they never got a vaccine for the Spanish flu, and yet the nation hung together, and actually came to a gigantic Republican landslide in November of 1920. But leaving all this aside from politics, can't we recognize that, honestly, we have some institutions that actually work and work remarkably well and have done so to develop a remarkable vaccine that remains a blessing to this greatest nation on God's green earth?
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, View spousal benefit estimates and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.